Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes, and we are on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. We just had a machlokes about a Mishnah in Maseches Arla. The Mishnah in Arla says, Tznan Hasam, let's read that again, Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Chadash Aser Min HaTorah B'chol Makom. Chadash is Aser Mida Oraisa B'chol Makom, everywhere in the world. Arla is the question. Arla is Halacha. What does Halacha mean? We'll see in a second. V'akilayim Yidivri Sofrim. And Kalayim are Aser Midir Abanan. So my halacha, Machloka Shmuel and Ula. Amar Yud Amar Shmuel Hilchasa Medina. Shmuel says Hilchasa Medina. It was an accepted custom amongst the communities to observe the laws of Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. No, it's the Araisa Machlokest Amaraim. Whether Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz Midir Araisa or Midir Abanan. Good. So we mentioned, alluded to yesterday, but just to mention again, that is the thought of Reb Chaim about Arlas Chutz La'aretz. That's the halacha that he uses to develop his idea about two types of halacha l'moshe misinai. The Rambam, which the Reb Chaim is based on, the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuros tells us, Yirali. It appears to me the Rambam has his own view. Yirali she'ein din neta ravai noe b'chutz la'aretz. Even though there is Arla in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara does not talk about Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam says, I don't think there is Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, even though there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Where does he get this from? He says it himself. That's Yirali. And he quotes against the Gaonim. Vahoru mixas gaonim shebekaram ravai levado poden also b'chutz la'aretz v'acharkach yemutter ba'achila ve'ein l'davar ze'ikar. So I think, says the Rambam, that the gaonim are wrong. The gaonim hold that there is some type of ravai in chutz la'aretz, even though the Gemara never talks about it. Only Arla, the Rambam says, I don't think so. What's the nekudas hamachlokas? So it sounds like, well, once we know Arla, do we automatically hold of ravai in chutz la'aretz? That's the machlokas. So how do we understand that? That's what Reb Chaim explains. That whenever we have a halacha l'moshe b'sinai, we have to ask the question, is this what he calls a halacha l'moshe b'sinai ha-michadeshas? So telling me something totally new that I wouldn't have known before? Or halacha l'moshe b'sinai ha-mifareshes, that expands, that explains, that gives us a new insight into an existing din that I already know. So, for example, nisuch hamayim, pouring the, we know the Gemara beginning of Tainus, nisuch hamayim is, according to one opinion, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. So that's telling me something totally new, or is that saying that this is also avoda? Avoda, there's avoda called all the other avodas, and now we have a new idea of avoda. What's the nafka mina? It could be a nafka mina, whether this is considered an avoda that you would get malchus on. Because only if something is mefurish would you get malchus on. One nafkamina, but here, so the Reb Chaim says, when we have Arla's Chutz La'aretz, so does that mean this is also Arla? There's Arla and Eretz Yisrael, and now the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai expands to tell me this is also Arla? Or no, this is something totally new. That's the machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam, suggests Reb Chaim. According to the Rambam, who says that there is no Ravai, this is something totally new. This is Arla's Chutz La'aretz. There's something new rules than any other Arla that you might have. While the Gaonim, where would they think that naturally there is also Arla? Maybe because they hold that this is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes, that expands the definition of Arla, and once this is regular Arla, so then you would expand it to having Ravai also. It could relate to the Machlokas we mentioned yesterday about Ravai before Pidyon. Is it Aser Mishum Arla? Is it a separate independent Isser? But that's the Reb Chaim. Again, many different Rayas to that. Without getting into all the points right now. But now let's get back to the Gemara. So that's the Machlokas, Shmuel and Ula, about Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Amar le Ula le Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam ala didi. Ula said, according to me, I understand, it makes sense. What makes sense? The following halacha. I say that halacha l'moshe b'sinai is midah oraisa. So I understand then the difference between Suffolk Arla and Suffolk Kilayim. If you have a doubt about Arla, how do you have a doubt about Arla? Rashi has two opinions. Either I'm not sure what year it's from, whether it's an Arla year or not, or I have a field with some Arla trees and some non-Arla trees, and I took it from there. I'm not sure which tree it came from. Two possibilities of Arla. So I understand if I say that Arla in Chutz La'aretz is daraisa, and kilayim is not. So then I understand that there's a difference in halacha. Hayni d'shani lon bein safik arla l'safik kilayim. There's a difference between the two. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in arla, safik arla ba'aretz. If somebody has a safik arla in Eretz Yisrael, Osir, that's an issur daraisa, right? Safik daraisa lachumra. Bisurya, in the lands right outside of Eretz Yisrael, mutter. So safik is mutter. We'll see why that's in the Gemara later. If it's safik daraisa, so then why in Surya would it be mutter? Bechutz la'aretz, yored vilokeach, and in chutz la'aretz, I could even go buy from a guy safik arla, ubavachal yerenu locate. As long as I don't see him gathering it from arla. Right? That's what Rashi says. Yored Yisrael velokeach medove kachavim, halokate. I could go and buy it from the guy, and I know the guy has fruit of Arla and fruit of not Arla, and I know you got it from there, but I have no idea whether it's Arla or not. I'm still allowed to buy it from you. That is the kula of Chutz La'aretz, as long as you don't see him. So that's regarding Arla. Arla, according to me, Ula holds is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's why it's Asud Savi Daraisa L'Chumra in Eretz Yisrael. In Surya, it's Mutter. In Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to go down. We'll have to see why. But, V'il Gabi Kilayim, it's one step more Mekel. Tanan, the Mishnah tells in Arla, Karamanatua Yerek, the Yerek Hanimkar Chutzlao. If you have Kilaya Karam, Karamanatua Yerek, the Yerek Nimkar Chutzlao, and right outside that vineyard, you have someone selling Yerek. So there's a pretty good chance that that's where it came from. So Ba'aretz Aser, because that is Kilay HaKerem in Eretz Yisrael Darai. So Bisurya Mutter, in Surya it's Mutter, so far equal. Bechutz La'aretz, it's one level more kal. Yored Velokeit, you could go and gather, Ubilvad Shalo Yilkut Beyad. As long as the Jew doesn't cut it himself, harvest it himself, he's allowed to buy it from the guy, even if he knows what it is. Shelo yilkot b'yad, as long as the Jew doesn't do it himself. Bottom Rashi. Shelo yilkot hachaver atzmo b'yad. Even as long as he doesn't do it himself. But one second. V'im isa da'arlas chutz la'aretz divrei sofer v'lo alach moshe b'sinai. But if you say like you Shmuel that arlas chutz la'aretz is also d'rabban, unlike kilayim, why should there be a difference between these two halachas? The two Mishnayos have a difference between arlas chutz la'aretz. Am I allowed to buy it even if I know that the guy cut it from there? Or as I can't know, but you know, even if it's I can stand right outside and I, as long as I don't see him. Here, even if I see him, as long as I don't do it myself. So according to me, I understand there's a difference. Ela l'ditzcha, but according to you, Shmuel Nisni, Ozev Ezeh Yored V'lokeach, Ozev Ezeh Yored V'lokeach. Right, do one or the other. Right, have both of them, if they're both Rabbanan, they both should be allowed to do it as long as you don't cut it yourself. Or both not allowed to see the guy do it, as long as Shel Yerenu locate. So how can there be, why should there be a difference? So the one answers, you're right. Ha'amar le Shmuel, Rav Anan, Tani, Ozev Ezeh Yored V'lokeach, Ozev Ezeh Yored V'lokeach. Right, they both would have the same halacha, just switch the language you have. Why would Surya be different? Surya Mutter? Right, so that Rashi clues us in, he relates the Gemara that we had back in Maseches Gittin about Kibush Yachid. David HaMelech conquered Syria, the lands close to Eretz Yisrael, and there was something lacking in the kibush when it took place. Rashi and Tosfos debate there in Maseches Gittin in the first parak. Rashi quotes it on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. What was lacking when David HaMelech conquered? Because after all, the Rambam tells us if you have a land that the king of Israel conquers to add on to Eretz Yisrael, it has kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says in the Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hey, Kol Arasos Shekovshin Yisrael B'melech Al Pi Bezdin, Hareze Kibush Rabim V'Hari Keretz Yisrael K'Shekavash Yeshua L'Chol Davar. As long as it's nechbash by the king for Bnei Yisrael. what was lacking by these lands of what's called Syria. So that's the machlokas we've shown. And let's continue the Rambam. What does the Rambam say the lack is? V'ushi yichbishu osa achar kibush kol eretz Yisrael amura batorah. Only if Eretz Yisrael proper is first conquered, and then it's expanded upon by the king when he conquers. But if all of Eretz Yisrael is not conquered first, so then it can't be added on. The Samachronim give the mashal, it's like you have a whole cup of wine and then you overflow it. That's Kedusha. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael works like that. You have a full cup and it can overflow. But if it's not full yet, I can't go and conquer another land if the prior part, the Iker part, wasn't conquered yet. So that's the Rambam Shita, and that's really the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi quotes there in on Chesem and Aleph and Gittin, different pshat. Shelo hayu l'shem kol Yisrael biyachad, ukshekavshu l'tzarach kulam, aval David lo kavash elo l'tzarachu. David wasn't doing it for all of Klal Yisrael, he was doing it to expand his own kingdom. Tosfos quotes there, Sifri mefarish tamacher, as he quotes, V'chulu, aval acher shekol eretz Yisrael kavshua, darash asam komach v'retivu kafrag lechem. Shekol masha yu kovshem mechutz laretz hayakadosh v'afilu yachid. Only after. There are Tosfos, of course, like the Rambam. So there's a machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi and the Rambam. What exactly is kibush yachid? But that's the chisaron that we have here by Surya. So let's continue now. So we have the machlokas, Ula and Shmuel relating to Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Fourth line. Mar Breid Ravana Masi Lelukula Zeveze Yorev Locate Ubavad Shelo Yukad Biyad. Mar Breid Ravana had a Lekula that by both of them you could go down as long as go down and buy it from the guy, even if you saw the guy cut it from Arla, as long as the Jew doesn't cut it himself. Amalei Levi Lishmuel Aryoch. Levi says to Shmuel Aryoch. That was the nickname for Shmuel. See, on the side, it quotes Rashi in Maseches Menachas Daf Lamed Ches. Rashi there says exactly what the Tosfos Ri HaZaken says on Ardaf. Aryoch is a lashon of Malchus, of Melech, right? Like Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Aryoch is like Aryeh, and that's why they called Shmuel Aryoch, because when it comes to certain areas of Halacha, we paskin, Hilchazuk Shmuel Bedinei, he was like the king. So Aryoch was the nickname of Shmuel. Aryoch, so Levi says to Shmuel, Sapekli Va'ana Echo, an amazing line. What does that mean? Bring me produce. Don't tell me what it is. Even if you know it's Arla, don't say a word to me what it is. Sapekli, create a suffix for me, and then I'll eat it. Why? Because that seems to be the halacha here. As long as it's suffix, as long as I don't know that it is Arla, right? Suffix Arla, as the Mishnah said earlier, suffix Arla and Chutz La'aretz is mutter, right? See Rashi on the third line, Lakot shelo befanai, shehi suffix etzli, v'anayecho. Uba arlokai, just make it a suffix. Rav Avia, Rabba Bar, Rav Chanan, Misafku, Sipuke, La Adadi. They did it to each other. They created this suffix to each other. If you look at the Achron and the Shara Yosha discusses, so how is that mutter? Right? There's no lifta iver. There's no lifta iver in this case. If it's Asur, it's Asur. So the Rav Shimon Shkap explains, this must be a separate din. The Isser of Arlas Chutz La'aretz is because part of the ingredient is the Yediyas HaOchel. As long as the one eating it knows, that's part of the Isser. And therefore, you don't never have anything like this. But if you don't have the Yediyah, then it's not Usser. Right? It's like setting up, Lamad Avadoma, not exactly, but it's like a Kohen setting up a Grusha with his friend who happens to be a Yisrael. Is there anything wrong with that? No. It's Mutter for Yisrael to marry a Grusha. So a Kohen can't set it up because it's Usser for the Kohen? No, the Kohen is Aser, but for him it's Mutter, it's not Lifnei Iver. So that's where the Shara Yosher explains it in Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, Perek Beis. Diba Arloch Kaimalan da Hayedia hu Tnai Beiker Ha'iser. Ulaha Adam She'ena Yodea hu Dabra Mutter Mamish. Mishamachi Mutter Lahachil Lachavera Arla Bechutz Laretz. Afshaha Ma'achil Yodea Shehu Arla Vadai. Abba Besafik, right? Besafik is not a problem. An amazing chiddush that there's no lifnei iver because part of the iser is the idea, and here you don't have it. The Minchas Chinuch has an unbelievable diuk. He says it could be that you could give it, but you can't actually feed. You can't be ma'achil. Where do I know that from? He says, look at the Rashi we just read. The Rashi we just read, he said, Lakot shelo befanai, right, gather, harvest in front of me, shelo, not in front of me, sheyehe safik etzli, va'ana echo. It doesn't say, feed me. It says, harvest it in front of me, and then I'll eat. I'll eat, meaning it sounds like that you'll put it in front of me, that I'll take it. Why can't it just say, be machil to me? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. It doesn't say that. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says in Reish Mem Vav, in the Isser of Arla. He says, you get that from the language of the Chinuch also. The Nerem Yizeh, the Dafka Bekia Gavna. But he says, if you look in the Ran here, the Ran nearer daflachilu biyadayim shari shekasav. What did the Ran say? Shebechol isurim over malifne iver vikan mutter. Says here is mutter, and he doesn't like that. Vlauchal lahavin dinze. Right? He says, I'm not sure. Heich yochol lachilu chaveru shezed dzeh haveyano. He continues, but anyway, that's he points out that diak, amazing diak in Rashi, that maybe you can't be machil directly, but just have it and put it in front of him.
It's a terabon. Why is it so pushy that it's across the board? Why can't you just say it's terabonon in our shalom?
Or if it might be daraisa with suffik being mutter, as we'll see soon. Right, it's talking about daraisa. Right, Shmuel holds that, as we said before, Shmuel holds it's terabonon. That's true. But still, if I know something is aser derabanan, so then I still can't be machilit. Right? It's still, you don't, you say, sorry, derabanan lakula, but if I know that it's aser derabanan, how can I be machilit to the other person? Right? It still could be aser.
But why is it that Bishma Liditi, that I say,
halachmashiach, because there, there's a difference between kilayim and arla. We'll have to see. We'll have to see more. But that's why there's a difference between kilayim and arla. But if you hold it was daraisa, so then if it's derabanan, there shouldn't be any difference. Okay. Viter. Amri Charifi de Pupadisa, the sharp ones of Pupadisa said, Ein Arla b'chutz la'aretz. There is no Arla b'chutz la'aretz. That's what they said, at all. Sholcha Rabbi Huda Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Sholach Lei, send to him, Stom Sveika. What does that mean? Stom Sveika, the heter of Safik, Arla. Don't give shir about that. Don't let everybody know about that. They're going to be Mezalzel in general Arla. Right, sometimes things are mutter, but you can't give a shiur in public about it, because when people hear about it, they're just going to go one more step. Whatever was mutter, right? There are certain sugyas in halacha. The Gemara sometimes even says, right? Lola omer l'fnei amaretz. Right? The Gemara in Menachas about the minimum amount of learning. So that's what he says. And the Rashi says in the second skinny line, heter sveika satmihu lahoros bahatsna'a v'lola darsho barabim hola makilin ba. Right, don't say it in private. So stom sveka, va'abed vada'a, and destroy vadai arla, right, because since we're mekel, don't allow them to do the suffix, but just destroy the fruit, biadayim, those fruit, va'achrez alperos ebshetuna geniza, and announce about those that are mekel, that their fruit should be put into geniza, should be hidden away. V'chala omer in arla b'chutz la'aretz lo yehelo nin v'deched. Wow. Anybody who doesn't believe in any arla chutz la'aretz, even vaday, right? There's a curse based on a pasuk in Micha. Mashlich chevel b'goral b'kal Hashem. Why is it so extreme that we even curse somebody who doesn't hold of it, even if it's derabanan? So if you look in the Makneh here suggests, what is arla? Saying ein arla b'chutz la'aretz, he suggests, undermines the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Arla. Why can't we be involved in the first 3 years of the fruit? Maybe there's some type of gashmi external element that's on the fruit that we have to wait 3 years to get rid of before we enjoy it. So there's no arla in chutz la'aretz. What does that mean? There's no gashmi chitzoni idea in chutz la'aretz. There's even more. He says arla. He says b'shalosh shalonim rishonim yesh bepeiros adayin koach achomrios shebaares mibechinas chitzonit. Hamazekes lenefesh, achin is bar mimena b'shana revius, until it becomes purified in the fourth year. So maishnod ain arla b'chutz la'aretz. That's saying this. You don't in chutz la'aretz. You don't have this. He says that's like the meraglim. He says that's a taina like the meraglim. V'zeh bechinas chen meraglim shahutziu dibas ha'aretz v'dibas peiroseho v'ne'nashim alzeh shelo ha'yil b'neim chelik begara la'aretz v'lakach kilolam shelo yil b'neim mashlechevel begara Hashem. So they're not going to have a portion in Chevel Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Makneh connects. Somehow Arla is about something gashmi, chitzoni, that has to be removed from the fruit. And if you have that in Eretz Yisrael, you for sure have that in Chutz La'aretz at least. Okay, Viter, Ve'inu Kaman Savruha. These other opinions that say there is no Arla in Chutz Laaretz, so who do they hold of? Right? If both of the Brais, the Mishnah that we had before, the opinion said that there is Arla in Chutz Laaretz. So Kiyad Tanya, like the following Tosefta, Rebbe Elazar Ber Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Dermaska, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Elazar Agadol. In Arla in Chutz Laaretz. There it is. The Tosefta quotes an opinion. Velo, does Rabbi Eliezer really hold there's no Arla in Chutz Laaretz? V'ha'anan tzadan, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afa Chadash? Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say in our Mishnah that there is even Chadash in Chutz Laaretz? So even means he agrees to the earlier dinim. Right? Arla. No, Tnei Chadash. Right? It's a machlokas. Say that he says Chadash in Chutz Laaretz, but not Arla. He's not adding on. Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Arla b'chutz la'aretz, halacha Moshe b'Sinai. As we quoted before, Arla b'chutz la'aretz, Rabbi Yochanan says halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Amalei Reb Zeira l'Rav Rabbi Asi, v'hatanya, but if it's da'oraisa, so why, getting back to our Mishnah from before, it's really v'hatanan, safik Arla b'aretz asur, b'suria mutter. So why is it asur in Eretz Yisrael, but in Suria it's mutter? Meaning, in Chutz Laaretz, Surya, why should it be mutter if it's Sovei Daraisa L'Chumra? Eshtomim Kesha Chada. So he waited a moment. He was based on a pasuk in Daniel. He didn't know the answer, but Amar Leh, then he came up with it. Eima Kach Nomar, Sveika Mutter, Vada Asur. Part of the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai was that Safik is supposed to be Mutter. Very few places you have this, but this is one of them. Sveika Mutter Vada Asur. This Gemara, among others, plays a major role in the sugya of Safik Daraisa L'Chumra. We know there is a Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rashba, others also get involved, whether the din of Safik Daraisa L'Chumra is itself a din to Oraisa, or a din d'rabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis famously writes that Safek d'oraisa l'chumra is l'kula, the din of l'chumra is only a din d'rabbanan. Why? Because on a d'oraisa level, only vada isurim or asur. But if it's already safek, so then it would be one would be able to be mekel. The fact that we're machmir is a chumra d'rabbanan. That's what the Rambam says. And the other Rishonim argue. They say no. If there's a chance that this might be Asur, then on a Daraisa level you have to be Machmir. Savi Daraisa L'Chumra, on a Daraisa level. So what impression do you get from this Gemara? Says the Ran, against the Rambam, like the Rashba, what do you need a Pasuk to tell me that Safik Daraisa is going to be Lakula? If you always say Savi Daraisa is Lakula, so then you shouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me it's Lakula. You should need a Pasuk to tell me it's L'Chumra. That's the Ran. The Ran says right here, Yeshalamdu mikan. Should my de Armina the Svekta Raisa Lachumra Dvar Torahu, Velomi de Sofrim, Teha Armina and Hacha Shehutsrachu Allah Alahatir Sveka. So this is a raya against the Rambam. But then he quotes, and the Shef Shvaitzer talks about this in the beginning of Shvaitzer Aleph also. He says, Vimi Halo Arya, but I don't think this is such a raya, because maybe the Chiddush here is telling me not the din that you're Mekel, but there are other elements he goes through, other details of the law that were Mekel, not just the din that you are Mekel. Says Afilus, even if you have a double suffix, he goes through, but this is one of the important rayas, right? He quotes, there are three contexts where we know that even by a din d'oraisa, if it is a suffix, one would be Mekel. The Sheshmite, Rav Shimon also talks about this a little later in that first piece in Shara Sveikus. Says Rav Shimon Shkap, Bechol ha'isurim, shalon esparish din ha'sveikos batorah, lo le'isr v'lo le'heter. Usually, if you have a din d'oraisa, you're not sure what to do b'makam safek, vadai, roi l'chol adam l'chush l'nafsho, l'frosh b'na safek, k'mo b'safek sakana. Always tell people, somebody has, I'm not sure, is it not kosher, kosher? Is it, if it's something poison, would we eat it? We wouldn't eat it. So by Safik Daraisa, says Rav Shimon Shkap, it's like a Safik poison. Kamoshe Veinu La'el. V'afshalo, if it's a Safik about Isser. V'afshalo, Hisira Torah, not exactly the same mashal. V'afshalo, Hisira Torah, Alze B'yichud. Lachush, Shemi Yikashal B'Isser, Haseichal Gozer Kain. Even though the Torah might not say it, but it's logical that if there is a suffix about a din d'oraisa, I have to be machmir. Kamosha kol adam shomer atzmo mikol suffix pega. Gam bil adei azharas haTorah. V'im kein, he says, just says, it's a tremendous chiddush, these three contexts. Mashe gilsa Torah b'shlosha mekomos. Suffix Torah b'rishas arabim. Suffix mamzer. Safik Arla b'chutz laretz. Those are the three. Derasha'im v'zakayim anachnu lahakel v'lo lachu shem yikashal b'isser. After im yikashal b'isser, gam b'hadi shloshi surim, yitzruch kapara. V'chol zeh rasha'anon l'chadchila lasos kein. V'zeh b'emes chidish gadol v'nifla ma'od. Avaleinu l'schakim, he says, by other isurim you don't have that. But he says, these three are tremendous chidish. Then he gets into a little bit, the Rambam and the Rashba. But this goes on the list with the others. Period. Continues the Gemara. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokan ala kilayim, Dvar Torah. One gets Malkus on kilayim in Chutz La'aretz, Midaraisa. Right, Rashi is in his Girsa, B'Chutz La'aretz. Lokan ala kilayim, Dvar Torah. Amar Le Rabbi Elazar Bar Yosi, V'anan Tanan, HaKilayim, Midaray Sofrim. But didn't we learn kilayim is Midarabanan? So how could you get Malkus? Lokasha, Kan V'Kilay HaKerem, Kan B'Harkavas HaIlan. There's different types of kilayim. We know there are five types of kilayim, as is discussed in Mishnayos. Here we're talking about kilaya kerem. That is midrabanan that the Mishnah is referring to. And kan beharkavas ilan, putting two trees together, that's where you're going to get malchus. Kid the Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel. As Shmuel darshins the pasuk, as chukosai tishmoru, chukim shachakakti l'chakfar. Please, you have to keep those. Rashi quotes what the diak of that is. Behem techolo sarbiya kilayim, sad techolo sizra. We compare kilay behema, crossbreeding, and kilay hasada. How do you have a comparison of kilay hasada and kilay behema? Ma behemtecha beharba'a, just like one of the two kilay behemos is crossbreeding. Afsadcha baharkava, so to the dinda araisa, that's in the pasuk that you get malchus for, is your field grafting, taking two different trees, just like taking two different animals. The language of the Ritva here is taking two gufim. Klomar shu davar hamisuyam uma'arev ze baze lehedya guf biguf. Ma she'enken, b'kilay zroim, b'kilay akerem. Kilay zroim and kilay akerem are, you seed together, you don't create a new unit by taking two parts. So that is the comparison between kilay behema and kilay zroim. And which is not included in only bahar kava. So ma behem tcha bahar kava bahar va'a. Avsadcha barkava, uma behemchlecha, noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, and just like behema applies everywhere, avsadcha noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, so too one's field is noeg bein ba'aretz or b'chutz la'aretz. Right, we know there's another type of kilai behema, right? Cross working. We know there are other types of kilai zroim, right? Right, just planting together. But those are not. You don't have that drusha of applying the araisa in chutz laaretz. Ve'ela haksiv sadecha. So what's the limit of sadecha? Hahu lemute zroim shebechutz laaretz. That's excluding the zroim, right? Like we said, even the kilai akerim zroim in chutz laaretz planting together. So that is derabanan. But the grafting together, that is daraisa even in chutz la'aretz. Remember, once we talk about the kilayim here, it's always worthwhile to remember the words of the Ramban. The Ramban on the mitzvah of kilayim in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Ramban discusses kilayim is about playing God. V'hatam b'kilayim, what is the isser, the hashkava behind the isser of kilayim? Ki Hashem bara haminim ba'olam b'chol ba'ali ha'nefashos. B'tzmachim u'ba'ali nefesh ha'tnuah. Hashem created beings. He created animals. He created plants. He created everything. V'nasam b'hem koach ha'tolada she'yizkaimu haminim b'hem la'ad. Kol zman she'yirtze. And he created and put into them the ability to procreate and to reproduce themselves. V'hu sibas v'chulon, he continues. V'hamarkiv shnei minim mishane u'machish b'maisa bracious. And if somebody grafts two together, it's as if you're saying, oh, Hashem, you forgot one. Isn't this a good one too? If Hashem wanted it, so Hashem would have made it himself. But he grafts together, ki'ilu yachshov, shelo hishlem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo kol hatzarech. As if we're reflecting that Hashem left one out. V'yachpotsu la'azar b'briyaso shel olam, lohosif bo brios. And I want to add on brios to the world. V'hamina b'bali chayim lo yolidu min b'sheino mino, and many of them won't reproduce, mules, v'chulu, and therefore Hashem is not interested in that. Right, we mentioned in the past, I think, the story that the Nishbat Avraham writes, that when he went to Rav Shlomo's, to Rav Elyashiv, to ask him about the cloning issue, right, what are the issues behind cloning, what are some of the hashkafic and halachic issues of cloning, especially in the, if it gets to cloning a human being, if they're trying. So many different svaras, but this is the one that he liked, that he thought it was a problem because of this Ramban. Right? We're supposed to play HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some things that are in his domain, and we don't try to overstep our bounds of what we're supposed to do in our areas of productivity. Okay, but that's an important Ramban in Kedoshim, in Vayikra. Weiter. Rav Chanan, Rav Anan, Havi Shakli, Vazi Ba'urcha, they were traveling on the road. Chaziola, who gaver to Kazara, Zrabadi Adadi, they saw somebody that was planting seeds together. Kilayim, Amarlay, Nesi Mar Neshamte, let's put him in Chayrim. Look what he's doing. He's putting seeds together. Right? He's violating Rashi. He's violating the Sittur Rabbanan, we just said. We just said only grafting together is Darais and Chutz Laretz. But planting together is Durabanan. So Amarlay, Lo Chavrisu. No. It might not be clear to him that that's Asur. You know, nobody, not everybody knows that. Similar. Also, there was a person that planted wheat and barley together, begufne, next to the kerem. Again, it's not clear. Saw here. It's not clear to them, and therefore, Lokaim, I'm sorry, Lokaim like Rabbi Yoshia, here he adds on. Don't we hold like Rabbi Yoshia? Da Amar, Achi Yizra, Chita, Sora, Vachatzim, Mapolas Yad? It's only Daraisa when we plant wheat and barley and grape seeds, Mapolas Yad, in one throwing out at one time, and therefore maybe that didn't happen here, and therefore they don't think it's awesome. Rabbi Yosef Ma'arif, Bizrini Vizara, Rav Yosef mixed together seeds and he planted. Amalei Abayavayanan Tanan Hakilai Midevrei Sofer, is it an Asa Drabanan? Amalei, as we said, Lokasha Kambakilai Akerem, Kambakilai Zraim. Another chilik that Rav Yosef has. Maybe there's a chilik between Kilai Kerem and Zraim. Why? Kilai Akerem. We had before, interestingly, that Kilai Akerem was more Mako. But you would think it's more machimir, it's much more serious in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what Rav Yosef says. Kilei akerem dibe eretz asurim bahano, in Eretz Yisrael, asur bahano, you even have to burn it, pentukdash, b'chutz laretz nami gazu b'rabanan, so Rabbanan where goes there in chutz laretz. Kilei zraim dibe eretz lo asiri bahano, kilei zraim, that even in Eretz Yisrael it's not asur bahano, b'chutz laretz nami lo gazu b'rabanan. So Rav Yosef at one point thought that kilei akerem should be more chamor. Hadr Amar Rav Yosef la Milsi da Amri, but then Rav Yosef himself said, maybe I changed my mind. De Rav Zara Ginsa de Bei Rav Mishari Mishari, because he saw Rav plant separated areas and patches, distinct patches in Chutz Laretz. My time alav mishum iruve kilayim. Isn't that because he's worried? So I must be wrong, because even he was worried about Kilai Zraim. Amar le Abaya said, no. You're getting it wrong. Why he might have done that? Bishlama iashmi inan arbal arba ruchos haruga vachas ba'emsa shapir. If he acted like the Mishnah talks about in Masechta Shabbos, that you have four on the corners and one in the middle, sharper, then you can see he's doing that mishum kilayim. Elahacha mishum noi. Maybe he's doing it because it's just beautiful. Or because when the gabbai of the Beis Medrash comes to get some vegetables for the Talmidim, he wants to be able to find them quickly. So you plant them in separate areas, but don't think that the lav dafka, that this was being done, mishum kilayim. So that's not a raya against what you have been doing. Okay, so now, Rabosa, we get to the last daf and a half of the first parak, and we have some agadata. Says the Mishnah, kala osa mitzvah achas. Anyone who does a mitzvah, mitivin lo, umarichin lo yamav. Anyone who does one mitzvah, mitivin lo, it works out good for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him schar, umarichin lo yamav, and gives him arichas yamim. Venochel asa'aretz, and he gets a portion, he inherits a portion of Eretz Yisrael. That's on the one hand. V'chol she'eino osa mitzvah achas. If somebody doesn't do a mitzvah, ein mitivin lo, ve'ein marichin lo, Yamav ve'eno goes ve'eno nochel asaretz. And if somebody doesn't do a mitzvah, then they lose the opportunity. So the Gemara says, "V'raminhu, really every mitzvah is olam hazeh and olam haba." But don't we know from the Brisa or from the first Mishnah in Peah, different versions? V'raminhu elu dvarim shadam ochel peirasein b'olam hazeh va'ken kamez olam haba. The following mitzvos are both in olam hazeh. The principle stays in olam hazeh and goes with you in olam haba. Eloin, kibud avaim, kemilas chasadim, achnasas orchim, vava shalom et adam lachavero, v'talmud Torah, k'neged kulam. Right, all of them. Right, these on the list. But you see, it's not every mitzvah. right? Our Mishnah says every mitzvah affects you in Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. And the first Mishnah in Peah says, no, it's only certain mitzvos, right? We know the Vilna Gaon on that Mishnah in Maseches Peah says, why is Talmud Torah connected to Kulam? So he says, because when we, in the Shnos Eliyahu, when we do any other mitzvah, so it's one mitzvah, we can spend 2 hours doing a mitzvah, but it's one mitzvah. Let's say we're on the way to the hospital. One mitzvah, Talmud Torah, every second of Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah. One could go to a shir and have thousands and millions of mitzvos. Talmud Torah connected kulam. And that's why if it's efshar la'asos idea chirim, the other mitzvah, we continue learning because of the uniqueness of Talmud Torah. Right? That's why it's Talmud Torah connected kulam. Right? We know there are at least seven mitzvos that are shkulos connected kala Torah kula. That's revolbi sefer, mitzvah shkulos. But one of them is Talmud Torah and others, Stukka and Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, and the others, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the others on the list. So anyway, back to the question. So our Mishnah says, all mitzvos give you Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. Aye, but the Mishnah in Peah says only those specific ones. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. No, this is what it means. Kol Osa Mitzvah Achas Yisera Azchu Yosav, Mitivim Lo V'Domek Kimisha Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. If anyone does a mitzvah and that outweighs his Averos, more Zechuyos than Averos, so then we're mative, and it's as if he is Mekayim Kala Torah Kula, as long as it outweighs. Says Gemara, wait a minute. Mechal Dahana Chafilo Bechad Anami? What? So what's the uniqueness about these five? What, even if you only do one of them? Even if you have more of Eros? So, Amar Rav Shmaya, Lomar Shemaisa Shkula Machra'as. Oh, what does that mean? By all mitzvos, they could outweigh. But let's say it's 50-50. Let's say it's exactly equal. So then one of these certain mitzvos that could outweigh if there are some of these in the equal amount. Again, does that mean actually equal? Mamish, how many people in life have exactly equal mitzvos and averus? How many, right? The same question is asked on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Beinoni, right? A Russian and Tzaddik are done on Rosh Hashanah. But a Beinoni goes to Seres Yimei Tshuva. What's a Beinoni? Mexus chuyas mexa averus. What, exactly equal? Aseres Yimei Tshuva is only for those people. How many people are there in life that are mechsa mechsa? So the Vilna Gaon and others explain, maybe it doesn't literally mean mechsa mechsa. It just means, like the Gemara says at the end of Brachas, Yetzer Hara Shoftan or Yetzer HaTov Shoftan. That's a tzaddik and a rasha. A tzaddik is somebody who basically does mitzvos. Once in a while he does averus, but he basically does mitzvos. And a rasha is the opposite. A Beinoni is somebody who is spiritually schizophrenic. Right, we do mitzvahs, we do averes, there's no nitiya that we have. And that's what we have to do during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to make ourselves into a tzaddik. So maybe here too one could say that if somebody's in the middle, back and forth, still these mitzvahs can cause a difference. Weiter. So 1 second, if I do more mitzvahs, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv to me, v'raminu. But didn't we learn in the Braisa, called Zechuyosam Ruben Me'avonosav, if somebody has more Zechuyos, right, Chazal had this idea as well, Mirinlo, we make it worse for him in Olam Hazeh. V'dome Kamisha Sarav Kol HaTorah Kula, as if he wasn't Mekayim the Torah, v'lo shir miman afilo osachad, as if you didn't even leave over one mitzvah that you did, because we want to punish you in Olam Hazeh to make it better in Olam Haba. And the opposite, v'chol she'avonosav merubin mizchu yosav, mitivim lo, and we give him his schar in this world, v'dome Kamisha Kiyim Kol HaTorah Kula, v'lo chiser os achas mimena. So, don't you see it's the opposite? If somebody has more mitzvos, that it's worse sometimes, tzadik v'ralo, in order to give them more schar and olam haba. So Gemara has two answers. Amar Abaya, masnisan da'avdin le'yom tov v'yom bish. What does that mean? The Mishnah also, when the Mishnah says mitivin lo, it means mitivin lo in the next world, so it makes it more difficult in this world sometimes. That's yom tov v'yom bish. You have a good, you have a bad. The question is, are you referring it to it from an olam hazeh perspective, or from an olam haba perspective? Rava Amar Hamani Rav Yaakov Hi. Whoa. Maybe it's a machlokes tanoim. This brisa is expressing the shita of Rav Yaakov. To Amar, schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. Rav Yaakov holds that there is no schar in this world. It is impossible to get schar for a mitzvah in this world. After all, there are many different formulations of how this the Mefarshim say this. Says the Tamar Dvara, says the Ramak. Kivan shaha mitzvos heim ruchaniyim, v'heim lefnei Hashem yisbarach. A mitzvah is totally ruchani. How could you get schar for that in the world of Gashmi? Ve'ech yitein la'adam ba'olam hazeh mimasha lefanav schar ruchani ba'olam Gashmi hari kol la'olam inu magia l'kores ruach u'l'schar mitzvachas. It's impossible. It's one spiritual, one's physical. So you can't have schar in this world. Or the Maharal writes, we can't even fathom, even if you would give Gashmi schar, all the schar of olam hazeh wouldn't be equal to the schar of one mitzvah of in the Ruchani world of Olam Abba. So it's impossible. The Rambam himself also, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, in Perek Tes, discusses, you know, so what does it mean? Like we say in Shema, right? Im Shema Tishmu, V'nasadim Taratzachem Bito. So what does all that mean if it's all according to Rabbi Yaakov, let's say? So the Rambam discusses, it's not really schar, but what we daven for is the ability to do more mitzvos. The ability to have more in order to do more mitzvos, that's the schar that we would get. He says, "Me'achar shenoda shematan scharin shalom mitzvos v'atova sheniskela." It's about olam haba. So then, what exactly? Ma'azeh shakosev b'chol haTorah im tishmu yagi lachem im lo tishmu yikraschem v'cholanos advarim b'olam hazeh. So the Rambam says, without going into it, reading it, we got a little late today, but says the Rambam, it's all about creating easier times and situations to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning means and not ends. That's the Rambam's Deya in Hilchos Teshuva, in Perek Tes, when he talks about this at length. Good. Continuing. Ditanya. Where does Rabbi Yaakov say this? Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah shaksuva batorah, shematen schara betzida, shein tchiyas ha-mesim tuliyim ba. There is no mitzvah that gets schar that doesn't have to do with tchiyas ha-mesim. Meaning it's only in the next world. Bekibet ha-ve'im ksiv l'man yarichon yamecha. U'l'man yitav lach. I'll give you an example. Arichas yamim for kibbut av aim. This is well known. Bishluach hakan ksiv l'man yitav lachav arachta yamim. Shiluach hakan also arichas yamim. Hari sha'amar lo aviv ale labira v'haveli gozalos. Your father tells you to go bring some gozalos. V'ala labira v'shalach es aim v'natal es abanim. We did the mitzvah of shiluach hakan and kibbut av aim. And then the Tosfos Rid says, I threw the eggs to my father. Ubachazi raso nafal v'meis. And then he falls off the tree, coming down, and he dies. Heichan tovas yamav shel zeh, heichan arichas yamav shel zeh. If that happens, you see, where's the arichas yamim? El leman yitav lachal olam shekulo tov, leman arichan yamecha olam shekulo aruch. Really, it means olam haba. It doesn't happen in olam hazeh. V'dem olav hachi have, says the Gemara, well, maybe that never happened. So Rabbi Yaakov Maisachaz, Rabbi Yaakov saw it happen. And that's what drove him to assume that schar is in olam haba. The dibel maharab avera have. Well, maybe the kid was thinking about an avera at that time. That's why he didn't get the schar. Answer: machshava ra in a kadosh baruch hu mitzarif lemaisa. No, machshava ra. Even if he's thinking something bad, Hashem is not mitzarif lemaisa. The Maharal explains beautifully because baderach shadam rotsa leleich. I'm sorry, habala tayr mesayin oso. Right, and therefore, if you're thinking about the mitzvah, Hashem's going to give you the credit, somewhat, for the mitzvah. The Maharal writes right here in the Chidushi Agados, Shav machshava tova ra'ui lo havi l'dei maisa, v'abalotar mesayin, v'im kein nechshav machshava tola kiloasa maisa, avo machshava ra'o, ein machshava ra'o mitzarva l'dei maisa, p'ki abalotame ein mesayin lo, v'lakach ein nechshav machshava lo maisa. Beautiful, relating it to the other chazal. Says the Gemara, well, maybe he was having a machshava of avodah zara. V'ksiv l'man tfoses beis Yisrael b'libam. And machshava avodah zara is mitzuraf l'maisa. So how do you know? Maybe that's what happened to the kid. Iunami achikamar. Well, that's exactly what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Take that into account. Isak adayta schar mitzvah b'hai alma. If there is schar for a mitzvah in this world, Amaylo agin mitzvah salei ki heichid lo leisi l'day hirer. So why didn't the mitzvah at least protect him? So he didn't come to be mahar her, right? That should have protected him. So that's why he assumed that there's no schar in this world. Ay, b'amar ablazer shluchei mitzvah nizokin. So what about shluchei mitzvah? That principle that we have. Somebody's on their way to do a mitzvah, right? We give shliach mitzvah money. Hasan b'ali chasan shani. No, he was on his way back. B'ali chasan shani. Aren't damaged even in their chazara. Which, by the way, that's what the Tosfos Rid said. He must have thrown down the eggs to the father, because then he would still be b'derech halicha. But this is pure chazara. So why is that? So sulam ruahave, the answer is it was a rickety ladder to kaviyah hazeka. It was probable. Right? We never rely on an ace. You don't say shluchei mitzvah in a case where shchiyah chazeka. Like Shmuel himself, after he was commanded by Hashem to go anoint David, he was still scared that Shaul was going to kill him. And that's why he took an animal, pretend he was bringing a karban, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Period. Amar of Yosef, two more lines. Ilmale darshi acher lahaikra. If acher, Elisha ben Avuya, the story in Mesachas Chagiga, if he would have darshan the pasuk, Reb Yaakov, barbar te lochata. If he would have darshan the pasuk like his nephew, Reb Yaakov, he wouldn't have sinned, right? One of the versions of why Acher went off the derech was because he saw this type of story. Says the Gemara, V'yachar mahi, Igadamri ki agav nachasa, he saw this, he saw a son, kibar ava'im shiluch hakan, and he died. So he said, les din v'les die, and he threw it away. V'igadamri, or the other pshat, lishna the chutzpitz habaturgim and chasa. He saw something tragic. He saw the tongue of one of the asara rugei malchus, chutzpitz the maturgimon, tavigara le davar acher, that was being pulled by a pig. Omar, pesh evig margolius ilache chafar, nafak chata. This is what happens. Tzadik v'ralo, therefore he went out and he sinned. There's a lot more here. Again, I apologize if we started off a little late today, but Hashem, we will continue.